What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bethany Clock is in this morning from the SPCA serving Erie County with our news hound, who is just adorable. I said Pearl.
That's okay. But she could be renamed Pearl. So her name is Oyster.
Okay.
Pearls come from oyster, so I totally get it. Now, this dog came to us back in April from a cruelty case, so she already had a tough beginning to her life. So she's only a year old. She came in, we put her into a kennel, and right away she began, for lack of a better word, to deteriorate. It just wasn't for her. The barking dogs, the atmosphere, she gave herself hives. So she has been in two separate foster homes. She's currently in a foster home with these great, great foster parents who are doing everything they can for her. And they said she's just like a normal dog when she's at home. She has a few quirks, but nothing bad.
So she's not in a kennel. You can't see her at the SPCA. Yep. You have to ask about her.
Yeah. And I updated our social media so that it has the phone number of who to call. And it's also on our website. But if I could read what the foster parents said, because it's so sweet. They said, Oyster is a sweet, friendly girl who loves to run around and play with toys. She enjoys snuggling, but hasn't realized how big she is yet. She's 51 pounds. She's very smart and picks up on cues quickly. She's still a puppy and has a lot of energy, but wants to make you happy. So she's just when she's not at the SPCA or in a kennel setting, she's a normal dog.
Yeah,
in a kennel.
Like great girl.
Yeah. And we think she'd get along with kids. So great dog available for adoption.
I mean, 1 year old and 51 pounds. That's
it's a good medium sized dog, right?
That's you got some heft on that dog already at just a year.
Yeah, she's not pudgy.
No, she doesn't look pudgy at all. I mean, that's a big sized dog. Oyster looking very good. And I think it has that look that a lot of dogs like. Is this the Little Rascals
yes.
look?
Yeah, yeah, because she's a pit bull and she's got a patch over her eye. Yep.
Aww. Is the Little
Absolutely.
Rascals, is that another one that
that's
I'm just like,
one of those shows.
I'm dating myself to before my time?
That goes way, way big before you.
Beth, I've done Little Rascals this year. Uh-huh. I've mentioned the Brady Bunch and Gilligan's Island all in a week.
Whoa.
What's happening to me?
I don't know. Do you want to check into the senior center and get a pass?
All right. So anyway, look for Oyster online so
yes.
you can check her out at her foster home. Mm-hmm. She needs a permanent home.
She totally does because she's getting settled in her foster home right now. And, you know, it would just be sad to take her out of there.
And she's been up for adoption since April.
Yep, exactly. So it's time that the sweet, sweet girl finds her home.
And there's another I was surprised to see, last week's news hound is still available.
Yep, Pepper's still available. I don't know why.
Pepper, a blue heeler, yep. right? The Australian cattle dog mm-hmm. that I thought everyone was going to want because the show Bluey that everyone loves. And now you can have one of your own, you know, right here, and look like a great dog, too.
Yeah, I think that she is a great dog. And congrats on referencing Bluey, which is from this century.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's the one new show I'm allowed to watch.
Oh, I wanted to mention Oyster. Her adoption fee is half off today and tomorrow due to our Study Buddies adoption promotion. So any animal at the SP or any dog or cat at the shelter, half off their adoption fees today and tomorrow only.
Ooh, that is attractive.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're interested in meeting her, try and do it ASAP.
Now, we're approaching, Susan pointed out, this is the last weekend without the Bills for a while. I've seen more Bills, like dog accessories, uh-huh. out in the wild in the last, you know, 3 years than I ever have before in my life.
Yeah.
Have you seen them? Do you have a favorite one that you've seen so far or anything like that?
I just noticed the collars a lot.
The collars, the, you know, zebra stripes, Zubaz, Patamoran, that's a common pattern that's been out there. The jerseys are mm-hmm. a popular thing now, too. Can you put a jersey on any of your animals?
No.
No, I can't either.
No.
I can, but when I do, they don't move.
Yeah, they're like little stuck sausages there.
Yeah, they're just like a statue. They refuse. It's something weird about wearing a shirt.
I don't know if my puppy would. I'll have to try that this winter. see if he'd even put on a coat.
That'd be a really like extra small one though, right?
He's 8 pounds now, so.
Oh.
I know.
Wow.
So sad.
Eight?
Yeah.
Eight single
I've
pound.
Seen those. I find it hard to find ones for my dogs at, you know, 50 around there pounds that, you know, all of a sudden now all these jerseys are too small for them. They have to wear like a human one. They're maybe they're a little too chunky for them or something like that, but you can't really get a jersey.
I'd love to dress my dog up for the Bills, but
can you imagine?
There's no way.
You're a dog with all of his fur,
right.
So he'd have no fur on his body and then just exploding at his neck and head.
The most I can do is a collar for the
Bills.
Can
you even see the collar?
No, but at least I know it's there.
Yeah.
Well, you're about to see them all, like out of the, if you gave it a break for the summer, they're all coming back. And I see them at every, you know, anywhere that sells any pet related item, you've got.
I've seen name tags, I think, at PetSmart with the Zubas on them.
Yeah.
So it's everywhere. It's seriously everywhere.
Yeah.
They know their demographic.
Hey, coming up in just a few weeks, I mean, it's almost September. Paws in the Park.
I cannot believe
it. At your new location.
Yes. So we are going to be at Knox Farm State Park. So it's going to be so great. You know, the stables that they have there? We're going to have vendors and exhibitors in the stables. There's going to be a new kid zone with painting and humane education activities and wildlife stuff for the kids to do. It's totally revamped this year, and it's going to be just really a lot of fun.
Bigger and better.
Sounds awesome.
I think so.
Paws in the Park coming sooner rather than later, just so you know. So listen up for some more info. You going to enjoy the long Labor Day weekend?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry to make you come in today, but you know.
No, that's okay. I'm still working today, so it's fine. I could sleep in a little.
Yeah. But today feels like a mail-in day.
Yeah,
it's a total blow-off day.
We get a lot of those around here.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to take my dogs to the vet later on at 2, and I figure after that, I'm done with work, right? I don't have to come back.
You're done already,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm over it.
Yeah, we're right there with you. Well, Bethany, thank you. And check out Oyster, by the way, one-year-old dog. Learn more about Oyster at the SPCA, spca.org. You can see the photo at WBEN. At your SPCA online. Great dog to get to know today.
Yeah, and remember, Oyster is in foster care at a foster home, so you have to ask about Oyster or check out the phone number when you go to the SPCA.org site, your SPCA.org, and you'll find that information.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.